relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Because frankly, sir, it appears that President Biden's message to one and all is that the U.S. has no limits to whom can come because the administration will not enforce any of its immigration laws. Is that the message this country will not enforce its immigration laws? And I will let you respond, sir.
No, it is not. And the president could not have been clearer in his articulation of this administration's position, nor could I have been clearer and continue to be so, which is the border is closed.
The border is closed, according to the man who runs the Department of Homeland Security for the senile old geezer in the White House, who sadly bears the title President of the United States. I think I have somebody in studio who begs to differ. We are one-on-one with none other than that truth-teller extraordinaire, former director of ICE, Tom Homan. Welcome here in America First.
Thanks for having me, sir. Appreciate it.
So you were there for how many years? 30 what?
34 and a half, almost 35.
34 and a half years serving this nation in numerous facilities, securing the border. Is the border closed like Secretary Mayorkas just said in front of Congress?
Absolutely not. And they need to take action. Look, he's under oath. I don't know how he's going to say the border's closed. We all seen the videotape. Look, 600,000 illegal aliens have been released into the country by CBP. 600,000 releases. And that's not counting who ICE is releasing at the order of political appointees from the DHS. So at least 600,000 releases that came across that border were released, many with COVID, many with criminal histories. Add to that the 400,000, just short of 400,000 gotaways. Right there, that's a million.
Gotaways are ones who aren't processed or touched by gotaways DHS.
Gotaways are people that didn't get arrested by border, so they came across the border legally and weren't apprehended. Why? Because you're tied up with these big groups. Like we talked about this many times. Cartels in Mexico send big groups in one area. It pulls all the Border Patrol resources to that area. Then that's when they move their fentanyl and bad people and people that don't want to get caught. Almost 400,000 people got away. So people say, well, how can they count them? It's based on sensor traffic, camera traffic, foot traffic that they can't respond to. So they add those numbers up. So 600,000 releases, 400,000 gotaways. You tell me how that's a secure border.
Yeah.
And we all seen the videotape of the Haitians, right? At the same time.
We're playing it right now. Del Rio, the Haitians, yeah. The ID cards.
And the secretary stood on stage and Del Rio says, don't come. You won't succeed. You'll be returned. The very same time he's saying that, they're releasing 12,000 out the back door. Yeah. And he knew they're releasing them. So time and time again, the Secretary of Homeland Security lies to the American people.
Lies to the American people and lies under oath, Tom, on the floor of Congress when he's testifying. Yes.
And that's why every border, I've talked to hundreds of Border Patrol agents. I've been down there five times. That's five times more than the president's been down there. Five times more than...
Since January.
Yeah. Five times more than the vice president's been down there. She went to El Paso, nowhere near the crisis.
It's irrelevant.
I've talked to 100 Border Patrol agents. Hundreds. They have no respect in Commander-in-Chief. They have no respect in Secretary of Homeland Security. And I ask them why. They say, because he gets on TV every day. He said, we're not dealing with what we're dealing with.
And Tom, this guy isn't some, you know, it's not like Mayor Buttigieg from a little town in Indiana who becomes, you know, the Secretary of Transportation. Mayorkas has been in the building before, right? This isn't some guy who's been outside of government. He's been in DHS under Obama, correct?
He ran CIS for a while, then he became the Deputy Secretary under Jay Johnson.
So he knows what's really happening. This isn't some guy who's just kind of missed the plot.
He knows what causes surges. He knows how to stop them. Okay. We stopped in FY15. How did we stop it? We built detention centers. We detained people. We made them see a judge. 90% lost their cases. We pulled them on airplanes, sent them home. Numbers went down.
All right, we have so much to discuss. We've got a long list already. We're only 5 minutes into this one-on-one discussion. First things first, you've been a great supporter of America First, coming in studio, telling the truth. You've written a book everybody needs to check out. It's Defend the Border and Save Our Lives. First things first, I don't think we've done this before. Say a little bit about yourself, because we've got the time. So where do you come from? Tell us about your family background, and how did you get into the business of securing the United States, Tom?
Well, like, I grew up in a small town upstate New York, farming country, and my dad was a cop, my grandfather was a cop, and my whole family, there were seven kids, either were cop, firemen, or nurses. We've all chose to serve some way our community. So I was a police officer in New York. I became Border Patrol agent in 1984.
Wow.
I worked in Border Patrol for years, and then I became a special agent. And I was the first ICE director that actually came up through the ranks. President Trump nominated me as ICE director. I was the first one to sit in that chair that actually came up through the ranks. It wasn't a political favor to give me a job.
You weren't some lawyer from the swamp who's just parachuted in.
20,000 men and women that I was responsible for, I never asked them to do anything that I didn't do myself as an agent over the three decades. So I came up through the ranks. And the proudest achievement I have is I hit every rung of that ladder. I climbed the ladder one rung at a time. And I was the first ICE director that actually was. Came up through the agency, so I knew the agency very well and how it operates.
Which helps to get the respect, right?
Right. I've worked for six presidents, starting with Ronald Reagan. I respect all the presidents I've ever worked for, even Obama and Clinton, who I didn't agree a lot on immigration, but I respect them because they're president of the United States. I got to tell you, I never thought I would retire after serving six presidents and actively sue a president of the United States.
We'll talk about that with Texas, right?
Right.
We'll talk about Texas a little bit later. But given the fact that you've served so many commanders-in-chief from Reagan on down, would you give us a little snapshot of the last 30 years? So what has the trend line been in terms of illegal immigration and securing the border? How good was it under President Trump? Tell us your experience over the years.
Every president I've worked for wanted a secure border. They just had a different opinion how to get there. Some were more forward-leaning than others. Reagan, great border guy, but he believed it should be some sort of amnesty, right? Clinton, he was actually a strong border guy. He made plenty of speeches during the State of the Union address about the border needs to be controlled. And
well, there's that photograph of the Cuban kid, right, being pulled up by armed officers and being shipped off to Cuba, right?
Exactly. And President Trump, though, when President Trump came in the office, he was a game changer because he wanted to secure the border, too, and he did it. Every president wanted to, and they did okay. They were getting there, but no one did more to secure that border than President Trump. He got it done. And out of my 34 years, the illegal immigration is the highest level it's ever has been in my career. The border is more secure than it ever has been. What I said, I just filed a new affidavit with the state of Texas. What I said in the affidavit is, now we have a president, first time, I think, in history of this nation, that came into office and unsecured the border.
As a direct policy decision.
Yeah. He came in and says, okay, we hand in the most secure border, worked very hard at. And he systematically, within 2 weeks, dismantled the most secure border this country has ever had. I don't understand why any president would want to do that, knowing that it decreased illegal immigration. It took billions of dollars worth of criminal cartels. It saved a lot of women from being sexually assaulted to make that journey. It saved children from dying. It saved 90,000 overdose deaths from fentanyl coming across that border. What he did was unsecure the border. And the Secretary of Homeland Security, Adam Mayorkas, as the Secretary of Homeland Security, helped him do it. And so for him to say the border is closed, no, this border is more vulnerable than it ever has been. All you got to do is look at the numbers.
Talk to us in the last couple of minutes we have before I jump to my next question. What was it that worked so well in the prior 4 years? What was it that you advised President Trump? Talk to us. Was it the wall? Was it the Title 42? Was it the return to Mexico? Or was it just all this combination?
It was the combination because President Trump, like no other president has ever done, talked to the men and women of the Border Patrol, talked to men and women of the ICE. Guys like me that spent three decades doing this, what do we need to secure the border? And he just checked them off one box at a time. Wall, done. Because walls work, right? Remain in Mexico? Done. Because what he realized, which this president is ignoring, is that 90% of Central Americans who come to our border and claim asylum, 90% of them will never get relief from U.S. courts because either don't qualify or don't show up in court. The other data point is, out of that hundreds of thousands, out of that 90% lose their case, how many leave? 3%.
Yeah.
President Trump said, what the hell are we doing? If 90% are committing fraud, only 3% leave, then keep them in Mexico. We have the hearings. They have to wait for the hearing. What's great about President Trump is he listened to the men and women who are experts on the border. Biden administration, they're not talking to any experts. Matter of fact, they stopped building the wall. If they would have talked to any Border Patrol agent amongst the 20,000 there, they would say walls work. Walls save lives. Illegal immigration went down. Illegal drug flow went down. Why would you stop building the wall? Again, purposely unsecuring the border. It's hard to believe a president of the United States would want to unsecure our border. There's no downside to a secure border. None. But this is open borders advocate. He's in, you know, President Biden voted for border barriers when he was a senator. He sold our country out, our security, our sovereignty, to become president because he knew he needed progressive less votes to become president. So he gave them what they wanted.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the possible motivations for everything we've witnessed in the last 9 months. I think it's pretty obvious, but we have somebody in the studio better qualified than anybody to discuss what's really going on. He's Tom Homan. He's the author of Defend the Border and Save Lives. You're listening to One on One. If you enjoy these deeper discussions on the biggest issues of the day, don't forget to not just subscribe to the podcast, but check out our video channel where we live stream every day, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. Back with Tom Homan after this break. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that is real, pain relief that is 100% drug-free. Just listen to Reggie from Florida. This is his story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words, powerful words. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for Reggie and thousands of others. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
ReliefFactor.com studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back to One on One with former ICE director Tom Homan. Tom, let's talk about the concrete things, the measures. You said day one, Biden has started to unsecure the border, is the phrase that you've used. Talk to us about the concrete policy measures he's taken, whether it's with regards with staying in Mexico, whether it's regards to shipping people across the country in the dead of night. So tell us what switches were flicked in the last 10 months.
Well, in the first 2 weeks, he ended the Remain in Mexico program, which was the most successful.
Explain that, the whole program.
Remain in Mexico was, like I just said, President Trump got it. He says, okay, but 90% don't qualify, so we release them into the country.
And they disappear.
Yeah, and they disappear. And only 3% leave as ordered by a federal judge.
Right.
So he says, why are we doing this? He goes, let's stop this. We'll keep them in Mexico until the hearing day.
And they apply from Mexico.
Right.
And then everything's under control.
And if they lose their case, guess what? We don't have to go find them.
Right.
They're not here.
So
the president got that. So that was a game changer. Remain in Mexico was the biggest game changer ever.
Let's talk about those hearings for a second. We'll talk about the other measures that he took in the last 9 months. So you know my story. My parents escaped a communist dictatorship. My father was actually liberated by the revolutionaries from the communist prison that he had been put in for political purposes. He'd been given a life sentence at the age of 20 for being an anti-communist. So when he is, for 6 weeks, interrogated by national security professionals in a refugee camp, he gets asylum status. He becomes an official refugee because he convinces them, it's not hard to do if you're escaped from a communist prison, that if he goes back, that's it. He's shot on sight or he goes back to prison. Isn't that what a refugee or an asylum seeker is? It's not just somebody who wants to make more money, right? Because this this word refugee is thrown around the whole time.
Great question, because what asylum means, our asylum law says you must be escaping fear and persecution from your home government because your race, religion, political affiliation, membership in a specific group. That's what it is.
So your life is on the line where you live.
Right.
And also, isn't there an international requirement that the first country you escape to, which is safe, is where you should apply for asylum? You don't get to say, I'm going to go to Switzerland when you're in Bogota.
Exactly. And that's why President Trump created the Safe Third Country Agreements with the three Central American countries. If you're escaping fear and persecution from Honduras and you get to Mexico, well, claim asylum there, because guess what? You've escaped that fear and persecution.
Right. You don't get to go somewhere else.
But the truth is, it isn't about escaping fear and persecution. It's about coming to the United States to have a better life.
Right.
So, you know, that's why 90% failed.
Hit the qualifications.
They don't meet the qualifications. Or they don't show up in court, one or the other. So President Trump put a stop to it. Said, no, we're going to keep them out. We'll let them have their hearings. If they win, congratulations, welcome to the United States. If they lose, they're not here.
So that's the first thing, the stay in Mexico game changer. What else has been reversed, or what other policy decisions have you witnessed in the last 10 months?
What we just talked about. He ended all the agreements with Central American countries and Safe Third Countries. So
are they happy about that?
No.
What are the other countries? What does Guatemala think about all this?
Look, it's a mixed bag, right? I think, speaking of those presidents, I've spoken to them. They don't want to see people leaving their countries. You know, it's embarrassing to them, and they have a sense of pride in their country. They want things to be better in their country. But President Trump called them out and says, look, if you really care about this, then let's make some agreements here that will keep these people in the region. What President Biden did is ended all these agreements. And look, remember when Kamala Harris went to go look at the root causes, the president of Honduras said, this is your fault. It's your policy.
Yes, he did.
President of Guatemala said the same thing. The president of Mexico said the same thing.
The root causes are in the White House.
Exactly. I've said many times, if you're looking for root causes, walk down the hallway to the Biden office, there you go, right there. And so, remain in Mexico, killed. Agreements with Central Americans, killed. Stop the wall. Immediately stop the wall. So, you know.
And now we have reports, Tom, last week, of tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars worth of equipment, of building materials that the Trump administration, that we taxpayers had paid for, which has been stored in the border, which now is being got rid of by the Biden administration.
Right. And not only that, when they ended the contracts, they ended the warranties, which means...
Because they've rescinded unilaterally the building contracts.
Exactly. So if there's any issues with these walls, if there's any erosion... If there's any issues, the taxpayers are going to be up for another trillion or 2 trillion to take care of these problems. So, look, again, the Biden administration didn't ask one board of choice to do the wall's work. And what really upset me when I saw Jen Psaki on TV and she was doing that press briefing, this is months ago, and Steve Ducey asked her, Peter Ducey.
Peter, yeah.
Why'd you stop building the wall? She says, well, because it was ineffective, didn't work. That's a stone cold lie. Because if you go to the CBP website, the data's clear. Every place they built a wall, illegal immigration went down. Illegal drug flow went down. That's not even questionable. I mean, it's there in black and white.
Right.
So she lied. The walls work. They stopped building a wall because it's Trump's idea. And they were shutting down everything Trump. Whether it made sense or not, shut down everything Trump. The only thing they didn't shut down is Title 42.
Talk about Title 42 and how important that is. Explain it.
Actually, President called me up one day. I'll tell you the story. President Trump called me up one time, and I was getting ready to go do a Fox interview, and we were talking about the numbers. This one, he was having his own surge. He said, Tom, what more can we do? What more can we do? I said, you need to talk to CDC. I think we're in the middle of COVID here. I think it's a great opportunity for Title 42. And he took note of it. At the same time, had Mark Morgan.
So it's thanks to you.
Well, me and Mark Morgan. Mark Morgan, you know, he helped too. And he talked to Mark Morgan. Mark Morgan echoed that. Then then they got their people together and said, look, If this is truly a pandemic, this is something we should do for the safety and health of Americans. So he put it in place. So in Biden, he would say, the secretary says, and Jen Psaki says, we're still using Title 42. No, they're not.
So explain what Title 42 is and what they're doing now.
For public health reasons, we're not allowing people to enter the United States during a pandemic.
And you can deport far more easily.
Right. So we're kicking everybody south. No.
Because
the border was closed under Title 42. Well, Biden come, they said, when they say, what enforcement actually taken? We're still using Title 42. No, you're not. You're using like 30% of it. Because they're releasing 85% of family units based on data easily seen on the CBP website. They're releasing all the UACs.
So, unaccompanied children.
Unaccompanied and children. So what they're doing is they're using Title 42 a little. So that's why they just lost their lawsuit. They want to keep Title 42 in place. And the Judge Sullivan here in D.C., who I'm not a fan of, basically said, wait a minute, you're violating Title 42 every day and you're going to come in here and fight for it? It's not happening. So look, the only thing that's saving their butts right now, if they are using Title 42 in its small piece, if it wasn't for that, the numbers even be worse than they are right now. So they can thank President Trump for Title 42.
Well, they can thank Tom Homan and Mark Morgan. Great.
Well, we had lots to do with
show.
It.
And it really, you look at the figures.
But, you know, we give the advice to the president. The president wants to make the tough decision.
He makes the decision.
And, of course, you know, again, that's what happened. He was hated for it, right? Everybody said, xenophobic, it's racist.
No, it's right.
And at the same time, we're going to lose about 1,000 Border Patrol agents, according to people I talked to just yesterday. Because they have to get the vaccine. Meanwhile, they're arresting thousands of illegal aliens every day who aren't vaccinated, don't even have to get a test.
We'll talk about that. The book is Defend the Border and Save Lives by Tom Homan. Get it right now. Stay with us for more from Tom Homan. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise gun lobby. From battling the Biden administration's radical anti-gun agenda to restoring your constitutionally protected rights in the states, GOA's grassroots army, led by a friend of this show, Eric Pratt, is ready. GOA has a proud 45-year history of defending your Second Amendment rights without compromise. GOA's mission is simple: to protect, defend, and restore the Second Amendment. For just $25 a year, you can take an active role in the protection of your rights. When you join today by visiting gunowners.org/GORKA, you will receive a free gift. So help protect the Second Amendment by joining Gun Owners of America right now at gunowners.org/GORKA.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
And we're back with truth teller extraordinaire, Tom Homan, President Trump's director of ICE. So you mentioned Title 42's efficacy under President Trump. You talked about how it is barely being used by the Biden administration. But surely it's all a smokescreen. It's all a joke if we see the reports coming out of the state of New York that after curfew hours, after the airports are supposed to be shut down under state curfew, federal shipments of illegal aliens are being dropped in New York. Then Title 42 doesn't apply. These people are being shipped across America. These are illegals.
Absolutely. And they're not tested. We know how many have COVID. And the news media keeps saying children. Let's be clear. 70% of the unaccompanied alien children are the ages of 17 and 18. Excuse me, 16 and 17.
Right. So if you can work it out.
Yeah. So they're not toddlers, mostly.
Right.
All right. So, and another thing, UACs aren't always who they claim to be.
Yeah.
Because when I did operation, when I was the director of ICE, we did Operation Matador in New York. We arrested just short of 500 gang members, most of them MS-13 members. 42% of those gang members came into the country as a UAC.
Because they had no ID and they just said, I'm 16, right?
A lot of gang members embed themselves in these groups.
Talk to us about how many countries people are coming from. We saw the 12,000 Haitians who just magically disappeared from one day to the next. This isn't just, you know, the southern cone. This isn't just Mexico, Guatemala, and Ecuador. Where are people coming from into America,
Tom? They come from 150 different countries. Which throws their theory of, well, they're escaping fear and persecution in Central America. Okay, how about the Asians? How about the South Africans? How about the East Europeans? So this isn't about, hurricanes and climate change. And this is you have sent a message to the rest of the world.
The door is open.
The door is open. You come in. You won't be detained. You'll be released. And we're going to have amnesty. We're going to call Congress, despite this catastrophe on the border, they're still talking about amnesty.
Yeah.
They don't think that's going to draw more people. Then the other day, the secretary puts out policy saying ICE could no longer do work site enforcement operations, knowing damn well most people come here to get a job. Right. So he just told the rest of the world, come here and get a job illegally, and you'll never be arrested because ICE can't do it anymore.
Right.
So it's just this constant, you know, enticement to bring people from all the world. And look, I can't blame anybody who wants to be part of the greatest country on earth. So they're going to come when you open that door. But here's what I'll say. You can't be part of the greatest country on earth and not respect our laws. You can't have it both ways. But the Biden administration is giving it to you both ways.
So I don't know if it was you or whether it's Mark Morgan or whether it's somebody else. Last few days, maybe last week, somebody made the comment that your former colleagues, your subordinates at CBP, HSI, DHS in general, you're not securing the border. You have, because of this administration, you have become a processing facility. Is
Absolutely.
That correct?
Absolutely.
So you're just a funnel.
And when I like to be on the Hill and ask the Secretary a few questions. I wish I was a senator sometimes.
Give us some examples.
But,
what would you ask Mayorkas on the oath on Capitol Hill?
I'd ask him a simple question. You had over 600,000 aliens released in the United States by your administration on purpose, many with COVID. Do you classify that as a closed border? And when you say it's a closed border, I won't tell you his name, but I had a chief patrol agent tell me it's Broken Arrow. His word to me, Tom, we're at Broken Arrow. He goes, we're being overrun. We've lost operational control of the sector.
Right.
How can your chief, the guy who's done spent 30 years in that uniform, can say we lost operational control of the sector and you go in front of Congress and say border's secure and closed? You can't have it both ways. The experts are doing the job saying Broken Arrow, but the secretary gets in front of Congress and says closed. It's just ridiculous. I'd also ask him, you see recent border entrance remain a priority. How many recent border entrants has ICE arrested and removed? Pretty close to zero.
Zero.
Absolutely. And criminals, he says the reason they had to get these priorities way to really narrow focus is because of lack of resources. So I'd ask him this. In FY12, ICE arrested and removed 409,000 people. 409,000 people, a record for the agency. Now we have more agents and more judges than we ever had. ICE is on record to remove less than 25% of that. Where's the lack of resources?
In 1 year, almost 500,000 were physically arrested and removed.
409,000.
That's incredible.
This year, they won't hit 100. So where's the lack of resources? You're doing one quarter of the work you did 10 years ago with more agents.
Right.
Explain the lack of resources concept to me. Because according to my numbers, you got four times as many resources that you need. So again, it's that typical bureaucratic response. Oh, it's limited resources. No, there's not. I've talked to hundreds of ICE agents who tell me I have nothing to do. The latest stats I saw, they're averaging one arrest every 6 weeks, every officer, where they used to arrest. You put one officer in a county jail in L.A., he's processing 20 a day. Now they're doing one every 6 weeks.
Incredible.
ICE officers, believe me, they want to do the job. Morale's never been lower, but they're doing nothing.
Incredible. Do you miss President Trump? I know I do. And now I'm coming to you with a very special offer from my team that you do not want to miss from President Trump. Now is your chance to enter to win one of six signed photographs of the president, which were hand-signed by President Trump and soon could be hanging up in your house. When President Trump signed these photographs, he wanted to make sure all of his supporters had the chance to receive one. And now is your chance. All you have to do is text FHOTO, photo, to 55404 today for your chance to win a beautiful photograph of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, hand-signed by President Trump himself, by texting PHOTO to 55404 right now. You will get exclusive double entry activated by my team for a limited time. Again, text photo to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photograph. You don't want to miss this. Our contest ends soon.
paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Welcome back to One-on-One with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Tom Homan. Based upon your 30 years, what is the true human cost of what we're witnessing? Can you just give an example of, or examples of how bad it is?
Well, look, if they really care about the safety and security of migrants, the worst thing you can do is open the border and send a message, you're open, and you can make that trip. Because the most vulnerable people in the world are going to put themselves in the hands of criminal organizations. And you and I have talked about this many times. Doctors Without Borders did their own study. This isn't a Fed number. This isn't my number. 31% of women that make their journey get sexually assaulted. We've heard the case how many children die. Already, and I talked to one sheriff on the southwest border in Texas who's already found over 50 dead migrants in his county that were left stranded by the cartels. The cartels mistreat these people. They torture these people. They can't pay the smuggling fees. They've killed these people that can't pay smuggling fees.
Yeah.
We already know that enough opioids came across this border under Biden that over 90,000 fentanyl overdose deaths of our children. So it's the flip side of this illegal immigration is people are dying. Cartels are getting millions of dollars a day, and that has a real cost to it.
And this isn't, I mean, this isn't just a hypothesis, literally flicking a switch. What this White House has done has exploded the profits for the cartels, correct?
Absolutely. No one celebrated this election more than the cartels because the promises Joe Biden made during the campaign, they knew they were back in business.
And because you have an open border, it's very, very easy for them to game it, to say, okay, you in that caravan of 3,000 people, you cross over there, while 10 miles down the way, you're going to be flooding in the fentanyl and we'll be running, right?
Exactly.
This is great for
and
them.
And this isn't, Tom. Listen to what the DEA is saying. Listen to what the U.S. Marshals. I mean, every law enforcement agency out there will tell you open borders creates more crime in our communities. So people, you know, I get asked all the time, you know, or I get comments all the time that President Trump's policies inhumane. First of all, no, they weren't, not compared to Joe Biden's policies. Because, yeah, we, you know, they keep saying zero tolerance. We separated 2,500 families. Well, their parents are being prosecuted. And as a cop in New York, I separated U.S. citizen families every day when their parents got prosecuted. So they want a different set of rules for illegal immigrants. But let me say this. 120,000 children have been released by the Biden administration. So Biden's open border policies have cost 120,000 families to put their kids in the hands of criminal cartels who smuggle the United States. And now they don't know where a third of them are. Give me a break. And I've said this many times. When illegal immigration was down 83% under Trump, how many millions of dollars did the cartels not make every day? How many fentanyl overdoses didn't happen?
Right.
How many women didn't get raped? How many children didn't die? So President Trump saved lives. You can call it inhumane all you
want,
but this number speak for himself.
These numbers, like, you know, 25,000 here, 25,000 there, it's hard for the average American to kind of grasp. One thing I just heard a week ago in Del Rio, when the Haitians from Chile just said, doors open, here we come, and we find out 300 pregnant women are under that bridge. And you think, that's just wrong. It's squalor, it's third world conditions, and that is a direct result of Biden.
Okay.
It's not President Trump, it's not you, it's not me. That squalor, pregnant women sitting in filth and dirt under a bridge, is because of the people who care so much for women and minorities. I have to ask you this, I do this always when Mark Morgan's on the show. Will you talk to us, because nobody asks this. I don't see this being asked anywhere. What is this doing to your colleagues? These are people who carry a badge and a gun.
Morale is non-existent.
Has it ever been as bad as it is now?
I've been around over 34 years. I've never seen it like this in my life. And I've talked to hundreds of Border Patrol agents who many are retiring, they're quitting, they hate their job. They're no longer performing a national security function.
Well, they're not allowed to do that.
They're welcoming center. They've turned them turned them into welcoming center. Border Patrol agents, the stations, they ought to just put a big sign up, welcoming center. They're not enforcing the law.
It's like the greeter at Walmart. Come on down.
And at the same time, they're looking at losing their jobs because they don't want to get the poke.
Will you talk about this? Because I'm talking to regular law enforcement a lot, sheriff's departments and elsewhere as I travel, and I'm seeing these figures, 30, 40% of them refuse because they're fit, They don't want it. They've had COVID. They've recovered. How is the mandatory vaccination for feds going to shake out at DHS and CBP?
I think, you know, if I've talked to a Border Patrol command the other day who thinks they're going to lose probably 1,000 if they don't get some sort of relief by the courts. And look, and that adds to morale, too. The agents look at themselves, wait a minute. So I got to be vaccinated, but I'm arresting thousands of people a day that have COVID, and I'm releasing them into the United States. But I got a different set of rules? It's shameful. And the ICE officers, like I just said, ICE officers tell me they got nothing to do. They're not doing. They're watching criminal aliens walk out of county jails across this country, and they can't do anything about it. Because the Biden, remember, the policy he just bought for ICE says, first of all, being in the country illegally is no longer enough reason to arrest
somebody. This blew my mind. So I went to Arizona, and I traveled in Sheriff Mark Lamb's patrol car, and he took us to all the smuggling sites. And we went on some fast, patrol car pursuits. And he told me, when they stop a car with 15, 20 people jammed in the back that are illegals, and they try and phone it into anybody who's federal, if they don't have proof that somebody in the vehicle has a criminal record, they can't do anything with them. They have to release them, Tom. This is insane.
Look at the policy, the written memorandum Secretary Mayorkas sent out. It says, basically, being in the country illegally is no longer enough reason to be arrested.
Okay, so I've got to ask you this. Isn't what this administration is doing, Tom, isn't it illegal?
Yes.
By U.S. statute?
This is why we're suing them. This is why we're winning. We're 3-0 in Texas.
Okay.
Almost 35 years doing this job, and we're at a point where it's no longer illegal to be in this country illegally.
Yeah.
No action will be taken. What do you think that's going to do to the numbers on the border? If they know, if I get by the Border Patrol, I'm home free. No one's looking for me.
Right.
And it also says that, you know, only aliens convicted of serious aggravated felonies can be targeted or be prioritized. So let me give you an example. I'm an MS-13 member. I get arrested for raping an 8-year-old child. I post bond, even though I'm in the country illegally. Even though I've been arrested for raping a child, even though I'm an MS-13 member, ICE isn't even going to talk to me. ICE isn't going to put a detainer on me. ICE isn't going to do anything because I'm not a priority.
That is absolutely...
If you walk out of the studio tonight and get beat up by somebody that's in the country illegally, get assaulted, no longer a priority. If your daughter gets in a car accident tonight by somebody that had 10 DUI convictions, no longer a priority. President Biden has... It basically took all criminal aliens off the table unless it's a significant crime like rape, murder. You know, it has to be an aggravated felony.
Incredible.
Simple crimes, most public safety crimes are now off the table.
This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. That great American patriot, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get great discounts on all of his MyPillow products right now if you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels, and so much more, including the amazing sheepskin line slippers with the MyPillow foam. Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on his Giza Dream Sheets of finest Egyptian cotton. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Enter promo code GORKA or call 1-800-829-8468. That's 1-800-829-8468, promo code GORKA.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Welcome back to America First, one-on-one with Tom Homan. Okay, so we've got the question of what do we do with the illegals in the country?
Look, we know, I just said 600,000 releases, 400,000 right. Gotaways. There's a man right there.
Yeah.
They're here. And they're not going anywhere.
Right. So are we flicking switches back? Are we rebuilding the wall, putting the Mexico? I mean, or has it gotten to such a crisis point that we're going to need new tools, Tom?
Put the basic policy back in place. I was asked the other day, what would you do to fix it?
Right.
I said, if they gave me the power to fix it, I'd bring Mark Morgan and Steve Miller back. I says, us three guys will fix it in a week.
Right.
How are you going to do that? We're going to reestablish every policy that Trump had, and we'll do it in a week. We've already done it. Dust the plans off and make it work. They worked. So we reinstate again. Now,
and the neighboring nations would say, okay, because it's in
their
interest.
Choice.
No, but they'd be supportive because it makes them
course,
look bad.
Of course, but if they push back, you do what President Trump told Mexico. You know, it's against the law in Mexico to traffic in women and children. President Trump says, enforce your laws. If not, I'll tariff the hell out of you. Right. And guess what? They came to the table. It was a sad because the country of Mexico and the countries El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, through our agreements, they did more to secure the U.S. border than U.S. Congress did, which is sad when you think about it. But look, people are always, what can we do right now? Well, first, I don't think you can wait for 2022, even though 2022 is important. We got to keep doing what we're doing. We got to keep suing the Biden administration. But I want to do my part and keep suing. What the average listener you're listening to do, you can call your Republican congressman and senator and say, why are you sitting down talking about the infrastructure bill? Why are you sitting down talking about the budget? You guys should be boycotting every meeting of Democrats until they fix this national security crisis on the border. 17 U.S. Republican senators voted for the infrastructure bill. They got their heads in their butts. If they really care about the safety and security of this nation, they'll say, you know what? We'll talk about the infrastructure bill when you show me two things that you're doing to slow the flow. Right now, they can't show you one thing this administration has done to slow the flow.
I like that. What is your message to your former colleagues at ICE and then CBP and DHS?
Hang in there.
Yeah.
That pendulum will swing back. I think American people are beginning to open their eyes what's going on here. Look, I don't care what position is on immigration. This is more than an immigration issue. This is a public safety issue.
Correct.
Because Border Patrol's already arrested 10,000 convicted criminals, including 54 convicted murderers. Immigration crisis, humanitarian crisis, public safety crisis, public health crisis, and most importantly, a national security crisis. Yeah. So the men and women ICE and Border Patrol, I love each and every one of them. They're the finest 1% this country has. That pendulum swing back and forth. And I'll tell you this. President Trump comes back. He wins. Tom Homan comes back. We'll fix it.
I can't wait. You heard it here first.
I actually met with the president 2 weeks ago. I told him, you come back, I come back.
Well, I'm about to see.
And game on.
I'm about to see the president to make my own personnel recommendations for the personnel system for the second Trump administration. And there's no question who's going to be in charge. Mark and Tom are going to get the call, and we're going to secure the border. In the meantime, just a small token of our thanks to you. He always comes in studio. He's a great American. He's going to get one of our America First hats. Thank you, buddy. And God bless you.
Well, let me say this, Seb.
God bless you.
We're busting our butts to fight back on this, but I appreciate shows like yours who are telling the American people the truth. We need more people like you. We need more shows like this. I'm a one guy show, right? I can talk on a network and talk about, but you're reaching a whole different population. We got to keep this up. You got to keep the pressure on. Tell the American people the truth. So I appreciate what you're doing for the men and women of ICE and the Border Patrol.
God bless you, Tom. Keep doing it. And let's roll on 2024. Wherever you are, dear friends, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.